Hello, welcome to my podcast. My name is Timothy, and today I'm going to speak about Me Too movement in South Korea. What is started in the Hollywood has spread across the globe. And Me Too movement can be conceptualized as women standing up against sexual harassment and assault. It's a shift from the culture of silence to a movement that seeks redress against gender inequality and unfair treatment of women. This has never done before, but this scale in this proportion. Also, it began in the United States, Hollywood. It has spread far and wide. In this podcast, I seek to understand the movement in South Korea. What is the reality of Me Too movement in South Korea? Does Me Too create tension between men and women? And is this about gender or about sexual abuse? To address these issues and other questions, I have my elder sister Elizabeth in the studio, and she works at the South Korean company. So she will answer the questions about Korean company culture and Me Too movement about it. Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
So, here's the first question for you. And why do you think Me Too movement became a big issue in South Korea? It was a big issue in the Hollywood, but why do you think it spread to the South Korea?
I think even before the Me Too movement started in Hollywood, I think in South Korea, after like crimes committed against women happened, and I think like probably a couple of years ago, people started talking about feminism in South Korea, and I think that's kind of where it started. And then when the Me Too movement started in Hollywood, a lot of women in South Korea kind of, when they saw that, they realized that they can really take a stand and voice their opinion about what has been happening within South Korean culture as well.
And what motivated women to speak up? Originally, women in South Korea are really quiet and they fear to talk about anything, but what motivated them to speak up instead of hiding?
Well, I'm not sure if they're scared to talk about anything, but I guess the motivation kind of started off from, like the Me Too movement that happened in Hollywood, as well as also, as I mentioned before, that people started to talk about feminism in Korea as well. Because women seemed quiet and they have been oppressed for such a long time, that I think now it has become the time that a lot of women couldn't stand this anymore, and they kind of realized that, you know, this, like, these crimes have to be revealed and that people have to know about it. And so I think people became more brave.
So Me Too movement has impacted South Korea really wild. And in your view, what is the impact of Me Too movement in South Korea?
I think there has been a lot of impact. And, well, first of all, I think it's just that everyone kind of got to know the truth of what has been happening, basically, with, like, everyone in every field. That, you know, because these crimes have been happening, and the Me Too movement has been happening in every field right now. And so I think just knowing the truth that has been hidden for such a long time, I think that's an important impact. And I think also that, the reason that a lot of the sexual crimes in Korea has been hidden is that because people thought it was okay, and a lot of times it was acceptable that for, you know, men to commit sexual harassment or sexual assault, because even though those things happen. And I mean, I think in the past, women might probably, you know, filed these crimes, and they probably talked about this actually happened, but in the end, it was just, it probably all ended up in victim shaming, and, you know, men kept their jobs, and they, you know, they moved on, and that's what has been happening. But after the Me Too movement, you know, I think it's also important that the general consensus has shifted, that so now people think this is unacceptable, and that, you know, these men have to go. So I think, like, now that I think it also has to do with that men know that they could possibly lose their jobs if they, you know, commit these crimes. So I think that's another big impact.
So Me Too movement impacted South Korea wide, but in your view, are there any downsides of Me Too movement? I mean, in your view, what makes Me Too movement difficult in South Korea?
I guess what makes the Me Too movement difficult in South Korea is that I think it's because that feminism is still a very new topic in this culture. So a lot of people are very unfamiliar with, like, whether, you know, whether it's like if this is entirely wrong or it's things like that. I think people still have different opinions about it and their perceptions. And yeah, so, and I think, yeah, like, since I guess the way people view about women's rights isn't very as developed compared to other countries. I recently read in the Gender Gap report that the ranking for South Korea is nearly at the bottom. It's even lower than India. So I think, you know, just like women rights itself isn't very known in this culture. So I think that's why it's very difficult for the Me Too movement to really go on. And I think it's still a very huge, long fight that, you know, people have to push through.
So as Me Too movement spread, there are many false accusations that victim accuse someone as a sexual harasser, but actually that person didn't. So do you think that false Me Too accusations is a problem in South Korea?
Well, to be honest, I mean, it is partially a problem because, first of all, there's not a lot of false accusations that happen. And I think it's because since there are not a lot of false accusations that has actually happened, I think it's a problem because of those very few false accusations actually happen. That's why sometimes there are people who have a hard time believing them about the Me Too movement, and they think, you know, these women are just trying to ruin men's career or their lives. But I mean, a lot of the time is like what has been actually happening is all true, and women have been victims in this situation. But because of the couple of false accusations, you know, that is why investigations go on and things like that, to make sure that these accusations are not false. And without, like, if there hasn't been any false accusations, then, you know, you don't really need those, you know, hard investigations to make sure this is false or not. You know, you just have to punish the accusers. So
as Me Too movement and false accusations spread, many men have begun to adopt the pants rule. And pants rule means, like, staying away from the woman that is not your family, that is not your wife. And it's just like staying away from the woman to prevent yourself from getting sued by the sexual harassment. So what is your view of pants rule, and is there any way to make a Me Too movement peaceful movement rather than fight between men and women?
To be honest about the fence movement, fence rule, I think it's stupid because, yeah, I mean, I think that's basically making fun of the Me Too movement. I think that's how I feel like it's, you know, it's all about, you know, if men don't commit sexual crimes, then there's no problem. But, and then they come, and then now they're just, you know, this is basically ridiculing women about, like, oh, they're being dramatic and they're just, you know, being sensitive about everything. But, you know, no. And, well, I think it's, I think the, the way to make the Me Too movement a bit peaceful is just both sides trying to be acceptable and trying to be understanding and really know what's happening about this movement. And then I think it will be a lot better.
Okay. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.